News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
We're joined by Tony O'Brien, former Director General of the HSE, columnist with the Business Post. Tony, the caseload yesterday, 1,205 cases, it's really, really worrying at the moment.
It certainly is, Shane. And one of the great difficulties, of course, is that we know that there's a lag on the impact or the effect we feel from new measures we take. And at the same time, we also know that any new measures we'd introduce now would probably take 10 to 14 days to show. So it's a very difficult judgment call to be made. But it is very clear the current trajectory is the wrong trajectory. We're heading for trouble unless we can arrest it.
Okay. Sorry, you may or may not have a view, and I'm kind of catching on the hop a little bit. So feel free to sidestep the question if you wish. The GAA Championship, do you have a view on whether those kind of events should be going ahead, or do you agree with Leo Varadkar? I think Leo Varadkar said if we go to level five, well, then we can't have a championship.
Well, certainly at level five, we shouldn't have the championship. I think it's a difficult judgment call right now. There is certainly a risk involved, even hearing things like all the individual Kerry players driving themselves individually in their own cars up to Monaghan, which obviously will limit the risk to some extent. It cannot be risk-free for them or the potential of spreading the virus. But it's a difficult call. At this point, I don't think there's a clear-cut case to say that those matches should be cancelled, but it is incumbent upon everyone who's watching those matches not to engage in any of the activities that we're currently not asked to do. So we shouldn't be having house parties, we shouldn't be having guests in our homes to watch the matches, and there certainly shouldn't be anyone in or around the venue for the game breaching social distancing. And if everyone else can do that, then it's much safer for the match to go ahead. But we've also seen in recent times, despite the best efforts of the GAA, that there's been excessive amounts of celebration around county finals and such things. And yeah, Anecdotally, a number of people are attributing their local outbreaks to that very thing. So that's the real warning. The match itself may well be safe, but what goes on around it could be very dangerous.
I'd like to talk to you about hospital capacity, because you kind of know how hospitals work probably better than anybody else in the country. Are we equipped to cope with what's going on at the moment and what may be coming down the line?
Well, as we all heard, the leadership of the HSE, Paul Reid, Colm Henry and so on, indicated yesterday, and they didn't speak in code, they were very plain speaking about it. At the moment, the system isn't overwhelmed, but it's under significant pressure. And they pointed to specific local pressures in Letterkenny and Cavan and Cork. And if we're hearing those kind of signals at the current levels of infection, it's very clear that if the modelling that indicates we could get to 2,000, 2,500 cases a day in a matter of weeks, if that comes to pass, then the health system will not be able to cope with the consequences of that. And even short of that, the way the health system would cope, which is known as surge capacity, has very significant negative consequences for the range of other services that normally are provided to the population by the health service. Appointments for diagnostics, for treatment, some serious surgeries may have to be cancelled, because what surge capacity involves is repurposing the types of facilities that are used to facilitate operations to support patients who need high dependency care. And that has a negative consequence for the entire population. Okay. So none of this is going to be easy.
Given those concerns, Tony, do you think the government should, is it now time for the government to consider that idea of a circuit break?
It's certainly time to consider it, but one of the things that's difficult is we don't really understand, I think, what a circuit break is. Neither is there any particular evidence as to what a circuit break does for you. I know in the north and in other places they've talked about a four-week circuit break, but I think we need to be honest with ourselves that there's no certainty that within 4 weeks we'd have the evidence, or that we would come straight back out of that circuit break. It would be, I think, much more akin to going back into the type of lockdown, or at least the level five scenario, for an extended period such as we had earlier in the year. So the circuit break idea sounds appealing and is very catchy, but we don't really understand what it is. We don't know how long it would last, and therefore I wouldn't be particularly interested in the term circuit break. I think we're talking about level five for an undefined period if we get to that situation, until such time as the thing comes back into control. I see speculation today that there's a suggestion of going to level five for 5 weeks. We know before we went in for what was said to be 3 weeks, then another 3 weeks, and another 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. We have to be really honest about ourselves. It's not as though there's a simple solution to this. And whatever level we're on, whatever we call it, it really does come down to individual behaviors. It's around the way we distance, consistent use of masks and not visors, unless it's in addition to a mask, keeping social distance, limiting social contacts. In any level, in any situation, those actually are the fundamental things, because this virus...
Definitely not visors.
Definitely not visors, and certainly not in catering or food establishments, where all the visor does is funnel the breath of the person wearing it down onto the food they're preparing or onto the customer they're serving. So in those sorts of places, a visor could be worn in addition to a mask, but the requirement for a face covering now needs to be redefined to being a mask that covers your nose and your mouth. Otherwise, we're leaving a back door to infection spreading.
Tony O'Brien, former Director General of the HSE, columnist with the Business Post. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.